Blog Talk Radio.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood, that kind of love.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. And we all the way live, and we turned up right now. And it's Friday, and I got two hot artists live in the building, man. DMV, what up? New York, what up? Worldwide, what up, man? You better wake up, man, because if you're sleeping, I'm sorry for you. Wake up. So we got your boy B.E. in the building, and we also got your man Newt in the building, man. He's about to be all the way live. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722, and you can view us live streaming on www.lushradioonline.org. You already know what it is, man. We're going to talk a little bit about the Oscars. We're going to talk about my five wives. This dude right here, he got five wives and 25 kids, man. We're going to talk about that also. And we got a no-holds-bar session with my man, B.E., talking about what's going on with this industry, man. If you want to chime in, you already know what it is, man. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And right now, we got our boy, B.E., with us. What it do, baby?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing much digging in the scene on the gangster, man.
Cooler, man. Just working, man. Working.
That's what's up. That's what's up. B.E., man, I know B.E. for a minute. He's been doing this thing, you know, busting moves. We done did some shows and events and stuff together. So, B.E., man, what's the difference right now between the B.E. from back then and the B.E. now?
It ain't, I mean, it's definitely a difference. I just feel like it's much more growth, and I know the business.
Uh-huh.
Back then, I didn't say I didn't know the business, but you know, when you make certain moves and you go about situations and you just keep pushing and being consistent with what you do, you learn from your disappointments, or you learn from putting the tape out a certain way. You just learn. So at this point, you know, I'm on a different level as far as my knowledge. I'm on boss mentality right now. So
Definitely. When you switch positions from being an artist to actually knowing the business and going through the trials and tribulations of the industry, you know what I'm saying? Because so many people make you promises in this industry, especially when you start out young, coming in the game, and you don't know the business. You know, you do it for the love of it. But what do you feel with some of the adversity that you feel that you face in the music industry?
I think my adversities came from within my circles. Like, because I don't never expect nothing from nobody. I don't want no handout. So I just feel like, I guess the people that was around me, I expected more from them as far as us pushing, but it all turned into hate. Like, some people that I thought was my folks, they became envious over the years, and, you know, so that hurt me more than anything, and that was, like, something that was, like, a disappointment. But as far as the outside of my circle, it was really no disappointments or anything I can say. I took any losses or disappointments. Like,
you feel like your circle is a little bit smaller now versus than before?
Yeah, because, I mean, coming up, you know, every day, you were 10, 15 dudes every day. Y'all best of friends when you partying or when you doing whatever you doing. But at some point, when you start to do what you do, you break away from doing what you're doing with them. It's like, yeah. So now my circle, everybody around me is family. Everybody around me believe in me more than I believe in myself at times. You know what I'm saying? So everybody want to genuinely see me win. So everything is genuine now.
Definitely, because when you deal with the industry in general, right, it's a lot of crabs in the barrel. whether they're so-called supposed to be your friends, and then you got some people that say they want you to succeed, but yet they want to sabotage you for real on the low. So, I mean, this industry is just messed up, you know, so sometimes you have to surround yourself with a lot of people that are on the same wavelength as you when you're trying to deal with business in this industry in general. It's 99% more business and the music it comes, you know, afterwards. A lot of new things. You've been doing shows. You've been putting out new projects. What's new for you? What's the new projects? Shows. Put the people on.
Too Real for Reality is the name of the new project. That's what we campaigning right now.
Okay.
Man, my man Streety, he produced a lot of records on my last project, which was Wake My City Up too.
Okay.
We got some bangers, but the concept of this project is to, like, I'm not trying to make no single for no radio, or I'm not trying to make it this track because this is what sounds right at this time. It's just straight real, like, telling you everything, my journey, where I'm at this point, and what's about to happen. So
Definitely. Because you've been through a lot. I mean, you've been in this game for a minute, and you're well-known in the DMV area in putting in work and stuff. And so with this project right here, what is one of your favorite songs that you put in this new project?
Well, right now we're going to say the single because that's what we're pushing.
Okay.
We want, you know, the single. I sent it to you last night. It's Keep the Party Going,
okay,
produced by my man Streety. And we actually about to release that within the next 2 weeks once it's actually ready to be released. And we're going to campaign and release that thing how it's supposed to be, Lush. Not like we would have did it in 2008, you hear me? We're going to make sure it's right. And we're going to campaign that. We're going to keep the party going, produced by my man Streety. And it's a lot of, it's so many records on there, though. It all depends on how I'm feeling on that day. Like today, it might be that. But tomorrow, when I wake up in the morning, it might be this song called My Moment. You know what I mean? And I just actually, we got another one for the ladies. It's called Can't Let You Go.
Okay.
And when we're going to release that right when this weather about to change. So we working, man.
Definitely. I see you transitioning, doing stuff for the ladies and stuff like that and everything.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I'm definitely proud of you seeing you growing up into a mature man. On top of that, you know, as an artist being more well-rounded and stuff like that, you know. Because sometimes, you know, things, you got to change with the evolution of music also. So we're going to go ahead and play this joint from you right there, Keep the Party Going. And you going to introduce this joint?
Yes, ma'am. Keep the Party Going, produced by my man Streety. DJs, get ready. This is your theme song. Ladies, get ready. We're going to shoot the video as soon as it get warm. Let's go.
You already know what it is. Let's go. Keep the party going.
What we do. What we do. So I guess I got the best dope.
Best
and that shawty tryna get me, but I need no best
flow.
You thirsty shawty, get it stepping like a step show. And I run that underground, compare me to that metro. And it's my city, watch me rep it back. And we in that building, in your club, we do this every night. And first of all, let me acknowledge all my DJs. And I guarantee that they gon' have this thing on replay. We pop them bottles home, and we smoke that body out. And we pop the models home, we show you what this real about. We try to make it out, body problems away. And I'm pulling champagne on her cheeks, watching her feel the way.
What we do, what they do. and I'm the realest nigga running shit. And I never gave a fuck, my attitude is celibate. And I can take the chick, ain't messing with my clip. She want be eat a hit, but her booty cheeks be fake as shit. Bounce it for me, shawty, won't you bounce it for me, shawty? Bounce it for me, shawty, won't you bounce it for me, shawty? Bounce it for me, shawty, won't you bounce it for me, shawty? Bounce it for me, shawty, won't you bounce it for me, shawty? Okay, little mama, won't you do it with no hands for me? The way you touch it, where you do your little dance for me. Put down your pants for me, wiggle in that stance for me. Baby, don't be nervous, won't you come and take this chance for me? What we do? What they do? What we do? What they do?
Greetings, universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, Bahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Keep the party going. Keep the party going.
What we do?
Hey, in the building, Lush Radio Online, your boy B.E., man. You already know what it is. The single is about to drop. It's crazy right now. Summertime, ladies, make sure you get your bikinis on. All them thoughts going to be in the building.
What we do? Man, I'm telling you, man, it's going down, man. Streety, he keeps sending that arsenal, man. We're going to keep giving these people what they want, man.
Definitely, definitely. That's definitely a joint. Definitely you play in the club, get people hype and everything like that. How do you define your music?
Real. I mean, I know a lot of people use that terminology a lot, but I don't really talk about materialistic shit. I talk about shit that I overcame, been through, or that's going around me in society. Like, I done performed from go-go's to churches to block parties, you know what I mean? So I just give it to you real. Like, how I'm feeling, that's how I'm going to give it to you. It ain't really selling no dreams in my music.
Definitely, definitely. And another thing I want to tell you also, you've become basically a CEO. You got the whole clothing line and a lot of things going on also. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it was... Like, we always started campaigning, like, of course, your movement, whatever your campaign is. Mine is Not Me Entertainment, which stands for Niggas on the Move Every Day. And, you know, you get shirts. And the last campaign I did for my last project, the clothing was kind of catchy, so people kind of caught on to it. Like, hey, then people was like, hey, I'm having this event. You mind being one of the sponsors at a fashion show? So... We were still working on that. We ain't really do too much this winter with it, but when the weather break, that's when we get more creative.
Okay, okay, okay. And are there, if you could work with anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Luther Vandross.
My Luther.
Because I'm a soulful person. I come from soul.
The big Luther or the skinny Luther?
Big Luther.
They always sound better when
they're
bigger.
Skinny Luther, like he was on the round six, man.
That's what he
said. When I grew up, like, I used to stay with my grandmother. She used to always listen to Luther.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, as a young'un, I was on, came up on Luther. And I always thought that if I can do a song with anybody, I'd love to have Luther on the track with me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And, if you could give some advice to youth out there that's trying to get into the music industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
Don't have no expectations, therefore no disappointments, man. If you really in it for the right reasons and you're passionate, if you ain't passionate about this, don't even bother with it, man. Just get out the way. But if you really want to do it, don't have no expectations. Go get it. Grind like anything else you want, man.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And when people want to hit you up on social networks and all that stuff, what would it be?
At Hometown Hero, DMV, that's Twitter, Instagram, email b.e202@yahoo.com, Facebook, Rubber Van B. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I had my website up. It was hometownherodmv.com, but we took it down and reconstructed it a little bit better. So be on the lookout for that in the next few weeks, too.
Definitely, definitely. Hometown Hero, you already know what it is, B.E., and we're going to have him also, but we're also going to bring Nooch live in the building, and we're going to talk to B.E. later on after we finish with news. We're going to have some no-holds-bar talking about this crazy industry. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, live in the building, calling at 347-826-7722. We're going to go ahead and play that party one more time, you know what I'm saying, just because I can, because it's my show and I can do whatever I want to. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, man. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.org. Also, big shout-out, a couple of people got mixtapes and stuff. Your man Just Paul has Red Cups out there. Also, my man Quan Lee has his mixtape also popping out there. Got to shout him out. His mixtape is called Million Dollar Mind. And he's got that joint, got Million Dollar Mind Part 2. Also, Pinky Killicorn is performing live Friday, March 14th. Advance tickets is $10. At the doors, $12. Doors open up at 7 at the Fillmore. She's going to be performing live. Pinky Killicorn, awesome artist. Also, the video that we actually shot about that life by Chris EDC is out on YouTube. Check that out. And Just Paul has Red Cups. And also Christian Dior out of New York, Nobody Freestyle. We're going to play that later on in Hot or Not. And we're going to also have our boy Nooch, and we're going to have B.E. right back on the show in a few minutes also. But we're going to ahead and play, keep the party going, and we're going to bring in Nooch in a few minutes. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, let go.
So I guess I got the best dope. Best and shawty tryna get me, but I need no best dope. You thirsty shawty, get it steppin' like a step show. And I run that underground, compare me to that metro. And it's my city, watch me rep it right. Get me in that building, in your club, we do this every night. And first of all, let me acknowledge all my DJs. And I guarantee that they gon' have this thing on replay. We pop them bottles, homes, and we smoke that body out. And we pop the models, homes, we show you what this real about. We try to make it out, body problems away. And I'm pulling champagne on her cheeks, watching her feel the way. What we do, and I can take the chick. That's right. Ain't messing with my clip. And she want be eat a hit, but her booty cheeks be fake as shit. Bouncing for me, shot it.
Say you hot, full of shit. 4G autos for the whip. Want a verse? That's the grip. Up front, all of it. Louis sweat, ball of shit. Sex a bitch, call a chick. Side bitch, sneaking pics, so her delete all that shit. I ain't playing Peggy, nope, not a bitch. She don't just suck dick, she swallows it. Perfect combination of a project and a model shit. You gon' be fucking something if you pop another bottle shit. Dick toting dumbass, curly hair fucker, got these bitches coming dumb fast. Lead a pussy hurting, be careful, hold it with both hands. Drafted by the panty raiders, not Oakland. Oh damn, oh man, y'all niggas be flowing like a boat on dry land. This is made in Italy, that was made in Thailand. Why your girl pussy so dry? I call that shit praying, my feet on my mouth, it be a lie, the freaks in my house, throwing the party and leaving you out, favorite album, Reasonable Doubt, feet in your couch, fuck that shit, Young Dro, for that bitch, feeling fresh as fuck like MC Hammer, can't touch this shit, too legit to quit, say you moving bricks, but you ain't moved an inch, just take a pic, you insta rich, just keep it real though, I asked the dyke bitch, what's the deal though, kill mo, kick it like a field goal, you still pull your homie eat ass and pass the blunt, bet you still smoke, hold up, wait a minute, that was just too personal, then wore this shit for 2 days, this jacket is reversible, we been fucking for days, I know it probably hurts to know, then wore that shit for 10 days, that shit is not returnable, trying to get your money back just because, I bet your broke ass thought it was up, coming down, bad bitches on my dick from out of town, pass me the ball, it's touchdown, pass you the ball, it's out of bounds. I'm MVP of the game, I am the link in the chain. Cold as December, I do not remember your name. Tell me now, what was your name? I do not need to know, even your people was lame. Did you forget what the rock says? It doesn't matter what your name is. Lame is lame shit, even if you famous. He let it go to his head, how could you even blame him? Claim to be different, guess you differently do the same shit. Lying with every line, storytelling's your lame kid. Only pushing the hottest whips. Only rocking designer shit. I never was a problem kid. So can you tell me what the problem is?
Can you tell me what the problem is? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. Can you tell me what the problem is? We live in the building with your boy, Newt.
Oi.
You already know what it is, man. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. This dude is tearing up the airwaves, doing his thing, moving hard body. You already know what it is, man. What up, though, dog?
What it do? Hey, bro, I got down. Show you what it is.
Yo. So, I mean, you making moves, Nooch. Like, I mean, everybody and everybody's trying to find out who Nooch is, where he at.
Yeah, that's what I want right there. That's what I want.
I need to have Nooch on my show, man.
I ain't got that yet. That's the thing holding me back right now. I need some shows.
Nah, that's lush.
Definitely, you want to get some shows, man. I mean, you got a lot of people behind you, man.
I do.
Definitely, you got
a lot of people in front of me, too.
Huh?
Got a lot of people in front of me, too.
Yeah, you got people in front of me, but you know what you got to do? Just kick them out the way. Just kick them out the way. And big shout out to XI Magazine. Definitely our media family. Shout out to them. They got news featured in their magazine, The Dope Love, also featuring Pat is Dope and Just Paul.
I got me a nice little page in
here. You got a nice page in here. And they ask some different questions and stuff like that. And also shout out to The Dope Love. You already know what it is. So, first, you know all the ladies, you know, they done been watching your head. It's like, yo, you got some Indian in here. You got some Indian in you, boy. Your hair pretty. But you got some nice hair though. But let's talk about this. You got your people that actually shout out the Boobie and also the Oi Boys and the whole movement and everything like that. So you got a whole surrounding of people that's been in the game that's definitely coaching you. You know,
I've been with them my whole time. I just want to rap. I was growing up.
But you actually see with their experiences
and stuff
like that. So with them already, you know, in the game. Has it taught you a lot?
Yeah, it taught me a whole lot.
A whole lot?
I didn't see stuff I only got to go through now because I didn't see them go through it already. I didn't learn from my father. Like he been through a lot.
Definitely.
He didn't had a whole bunch of ups, few downs because he know what he doing.
Yeah.
So I just do the same thing.
Definitely, but through all that, he definitely built a lot of, you know, connections and stuff like that in the industry, which also pushes you forward in what you're doing, you know, as you being younger in the game, and you have a lot of opportunities right now at the moment. And, I mean, you're definitely, like, I mean, you've done stuff with Wale,
mm-hmm.
you've done stuff with Fat Trail, Paul Wall, you're doing a lot. I mean, that, no
Black
average,
Cobain.
You know, not that average people just get to get those features like that, man.
I don't want to get out like they just give it to me. Like, I just get.
No, you work hard. Nah,
but, like, if you listen to the song, they not shitting on me in the song.
Yeah.
Like,
you hold your own on there.
Hey, every song.
Definitely you holding your own on it. Now, you being in the industry, you understand the whole business concept behind the industry. How has it changed you when you look at this business right now, knowing the business aspect of it?
I'm learning as I go for real because
okay.
I ain't really deep in it yet.
Okay.
But I'm saying like my father, he got like a manager.
Okay.
And my dude, the director that direct my videos,
uh-huh.
Alex Acosta,
uh-huh.
They handle a lot of stuff. Like they handle it, but then they tell me, they show me everything. So I'm learning. So by the time when it be my turn to make like executive decisions and big decisions, I know I'm know what I'm gonna be doing.
But basically, they still coaching you, still are hands on in what's going on. So you're actually seeing what's going on. But everybody's playing their role, so it can all work as a well-oiled machine.
Everybody got their foot in.
Definitely. If you could work with anybody that are alive, who would it be?
Live right now? Probably Jay.
Jay?
J or J or M.
Oh, okay. That'd be ill.
I'm trying to hurry me get big so I could do a song with Jay before he retires. That's my goal right there.
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's going to retire, man.
I don't think he's going to be doing shows.
Who's
going to
be doing shows when he's like 80 years old, like one foot in the grave, one foot out, man?
He ain't slowing down. He ain't getting no worse.
Nah, man. It is what it is. As long as Jay, he could go and do a feature and still get paid. It doesn't really matter. Jay got enough long money. He could do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? But that's definitely dope. Okay, so the visuals and stuff right now. What are we looking at right now?
Videos?
Yeah. What should we looking for?
I just put a stoner little freestyle video out. I had do Alex Cosa shot it.
Okay.
Put that out 2 days ago.
Okay.
I don't like that. It's supposed to be a little in-studio performance.
Okay.
But when he shoot a video, it ain't regular. Like, it don't look like
it's
no regular.
A movie.
It's
always
I'm expecting
movie.
Something simple. He come back, it's all. It's crazy.
Definitely.
Supposed to be shooting a joint I got with Trail, Two Men. Supposed to be shooting that soon. That's going to be the thing we're about to push. Got to go down to Houston, shoot the joint with Paul Wall, eventually shoot the joint with Wale. But I got a bunch of solo stuff. Like, I got a little OG Bobby Johnson freestyle.
Oh, all right.
That was on World Star. Me and my man Certified.
Okay.
He from Louisiana. We just put the tape out, Nail in the Coffin. We just put that out a couple of days ago. I jumped crazy.
Okay.
I ain't going to put nothing out to this. I ain't going to say it don't. It do. It really do.
Okay.
Black O'Bain on that jump. Probably see some more
Shout
stuff
out
off.
DOA.
Some more stuff off of that.
Definitely.
We got a bunch of stuff.
I mean, I see you putting in that work, man.
Solid. I'm only getting in right now for seriously.
Definitely. Well, we got a caller live on the line. Caller, you're live right now with your girl, Leslie Les, and your boy, Nooch. You got a question?
Good. You already know, man. It's your boy, Young Fresh, man. J-Watch, I'm in the building. You feel me, though?
What up, though, Young Fresh?
You good? Everything good? You know what I'm saying? Calling the shout-out show.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Les Radio.
That's what it is. I'm going to bring you in a little later so you can hit that freestyle for me later, homie.
Most deaf, man. Shout out to Noosh, too, man. You doing your thing out here, man. These streets real live.
I appreciate it, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, real live. I heard a lot about you. Real live, I guess, who would be one of the biggest artists in the industry right now you would like to work with and shit?
I said Jay Early, but she said Alive. So I was just,
yeah.
That was before he retired. But, like, as of right now, I like to work with, like Kendrick.
Oh yeah. He hot right. Yeah, he hot. So yeah, I feel you on that track right there.
Or Chance the Rapper.
Oh, okay.
I like him too.
Yeah. Word. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. So just keep doing your thing, man, and keep grinding hard, bro. Cause it's gonna pay off soon, real life.
Appreciate it, man. You ain't gotta tell me twice.
Oh, yeah.
That's my man.
Oh
like
yeah,
I'm fresh.
Yeah, you already know, man. Gang Green, man. You know, Dogwood. We in here.
Definitely. Stay on the line with you. Definitely going to bring you on that freestyle because I'm going to get one from Noose, too.
Oh.
I ain't playing.
All right, bye.
You already know what it is. So, Noose, man, now, what do you feel are some of the adversities that you face dealing with the music industry in general?
I feel like all I need is publicity right now. I just need some attention. Like once my music reaches, like people are supposed to reach, I feel like I'm in it. Like I feel like it's that good at that level. Like it's like once everybody hits, it's going. I'm there. That's all I need right now. I just need to reach everybody. That's what I'm working on.
But
right
I mean,
now.
You getting that reach, man? Just be.
I
patient,
know, but
man.
It's hard to be patient. It's hard to be patient when you know what you got going on. It's hard.
I understand, but you know, it's definitely going to catch
hey,
on. I mean, you already got people already on you already. So
hey.
I mean,
my goal when I first started, I was trying to get signed before I graduated. That was my goal.
Wow.
And I ain't start rapping until I ain't put out my first song until February.
Oh wow.
I graduated in May. That was my goal. Like that
wow.
was it was unrealistic, but that didn't pay it off. Like a year later, I didn't been in the source. That's crazy. I couldn't believe that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hard work definitely gets recognized, man. So you got to put in that work to definitely, you know what I'm saying, get that work. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, you know, you can call in at 347-826-7722. Now, other question I want to ask you is, how do you feel about the industry right now at the moment, especially in this area? Do you feel like it's easier for artists that come from out of state to really get that love out here?
I feel like trap artists get love here a lot. I don't really know other artists. Like, you see how Young Thug
mm-hmm.
called him on, like, when TC first stopped. I thought he was from here before I got seen it. Like, everybody on him was over here. But I feel like right now, like, people from here, like, we finally getting the recognition. Or, like, the door is, like, it's opening right now for us to just bust through it right now.
Do you feel right now at this moment, because I'm going to talk on that base with B.E., because we're going to get real down to the nitty-gritty of it. Do you feel right now at this moment, do you feel like people are starting to come together as a conglomerate now? People are starting to, like, build their teams and basically opening up the door? Like, there's more opportunity for the people in the DMV now?
Yeah, I do. I mean, especially our team. Our team been tight forever since I've been living. That's how I don't know. But I didn't see everybody, like, getting cool now. Like, like we didn't work with, like, Glizzy and them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to be in the studio all the time with us. Like,
okay.
We didn't build a little relationship. Trailing them, we had a studio out Fort Washington, and all the Slutty Boys used to be in our studio all the time. It was like it was theirs, too.
Okay.
Like, everybody working together.
So
I like that.
So you feel like it's starting to come, like, a little camaraderie a little bit?
Yeah, it is. I feel like people talk about how people from here hate on each other all the time, but people that's talking about people hate on each other, the people hating on, like, is that, you can't, everybody you gotta realize that.
No, Noose, because I don't know, like me, I know me and B, we've been in the game for, so I'm like, it's a lot of people that still hate on each other right now.
They don't want
each other to eat out here in the DMV. There's so many crabs in the barrel, like, DC, the DMV in general should have been like
that. That only be the people that's on, though. Like, they be with you till you get on. I mean, not even them. But, like, people get jealous because other people start to like they favorite rapper or stuff like that. I heard of that. I hate that. That's stupid. Like, nobody coming to the game expecting to have just you as a fan. I'm trying to reach the masses. Like, I'm trying to go commercial. I ain't trying to be underground for real. I want to be up there on stage, you know, have this Verizon Center money. Like, that's my goal. So I don't understand, like, how you going to hate somebody trying to do that. Like, that's where the hate comes from the most of me. I understand that.
Definitely. And right now, do you have any other ventures that you feel like you want to touch in? Like, acting, clothing, anything like that?
I can act. I went to acting school.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago.
Okay.
I was like 10, though. Like, I engineered, too, though. I don't just rap.
Okay.
I engineer. I went to, I got my audio engineering certification.
Okay,
I
applaud that.
I got my own studio. Somebody needs a studio time. 40 hours. Quality.
Big shout out to him definitely doing his engineering thing, and also congratulations on education because I definitely promote education more than anything. So what is something that your fans don't know about you?
18.
You're 18 years old? Wow.
Yeah. They be surprised.
Wow, you 18?
Yeah,
I would have never.
Boy,
you kind of was tough for your age. I didn't know you were 18. Wow. Well, I'm proud of you, though. I mean, you're 18 years old. You got your audio engineering certification and stuff. Not a lot of people at your age are even thinking about things like that. They're still on their party mode. So.
I mean, I only doing that because I was rapping. My engineer moved down to Atlanta, so
uh-huh.
he was up there stuck. Ain't nobody.
And you
got
to be self-sufficient
somebody.
When it comes
exactly.
to the game. So.
Yeah, we got all the studio equipment on nobody using because he's gone. So we all started using it. I've been teaching other people how to do it, too. See?
Wow. Definitely. We need to get you in here too and do some. Let's get you in here and do some engineering.
Definitely, I gotta jump on.
Big shout out to Noose and stuff. And if people want to get in contact with you, how would they get in contact with you, Noose?
My cell phone number is. Sorry, no. my Twitter is Noose69_ and my Instagram is just Noose69.
Definitely.
69 is my birthday. It's June 9th.
This is birthday. Ain't no free stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, yo, 69. What you talking about?
I mean
you mean what?
I'm a rapper, so it's a metaphor, too. Just,
you mean what? Let me stop messing with it before I go to jail. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building. Let's play you online. We live with your boy, Noose. We're going to have B.E. come back in here because we're going to have this round table real quick. He's going to sit in here with our boy, Newton. We're going to talk about this real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and play another joint right here from your man, Newt. And we're going to come right back. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building right here. And he got this joint right here, Just Do It, with your man, Wale. Lush Radio Online, you already know what it is, man. We're going to talk about Bootsy coming home. I'm going to talk to them about that, how they feel on that.
The directors, the directors, the directors.
Just do it. Just do it.
Well, I don't play around or lay around. You got something to say, then say it now. You're brought with me cause I lay it down. She called me Nucci, she said loud. From the home of the bullets, home of the skins. Got a couple partners whose home is a pen. Let me say it again. Cause a J ever pen, my life a movie. I be gone with the wind. My flight just left, and I ain't slept for like 3 days. I had a three-way with a Reef and a Kim K. Had a bound to me, I'm a sensei. Gave me straight top, that's a toothpaste. That's 2 weeks, this Tuesday. That pussy wet like water, boy. I know all about it, Bobby Boucher. Got a couple my niggas out Cali too. I'm the most wanted even out Malibu. My life a movie, it's a true story. Should be breaking news on Channel 2. I am telling you, I am terrible. Like a bad bitch with an attitude. I like a bad bitch with an ass and move. And some massive boobs with a camera crew. Boy.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just cooling. Keep the camera rolling, cause my life a movie. I'm all about a check, Nike, just do it. I like a bad bitch with a big booty. I like them super cool, I be just cooling. Keep the camera rolling, cause my life a movie. I'm all about a check, Nike, just do it.
Just do it, just do it. My wrist and my neck. Bluish, my hoes in the goat, and I don't think none of them went to coolest. Me and Booby in the ghost. South Tower, that's hitting four. Oh, you with that shit, he talking to Biggie, put you on a scope. Rah, rah, nigga reload. Tell Noose come from the whole street south. Catch that dumb, that matte black dumb. In the top off, looking like a fucking peep show.
Like a fucking peep show.
And I sleep good, no problem, baby, no stress, nah. Not a street nigga, but I knock you off for one touch, like yeah. Going hard, put them on my shoulder, dog. Ain't no old McDonald's, but I know animals from the farm.
I like a bad bitch with a big booty.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Split Star. I'm in the DMV right now. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. All right? This is what we do. It's for real. We only play that real shit over here. We only talk about them real motherfuckers over here. We don't be messing with all that lappy, taffy, paffy, waffy shit. You heard me? This is what it is. Flip mode, paper rock, we in the building. Lush Radio Online. It's your boy, Spliff Star. Peace, hair grease, panties, and drawers. I'm out of here.
Y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Big shout out to my BFF, Spliff Star. You already know what it is. Also, in the news, to let y'all know, your man Fat Joe is going to be in Tampa, Florida, Saturday, March 8th, 2014, 7 to 9 p.m. at 3104 North Armina Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33609. Lush Radio Online will be in the building in Florida, and our girl, Emma E2K, our correspondent out in Florida, is going to be covering that event. Definitely getting us some drops and stuff from your man, Fat Joe. You already know what it is. Also, like I said, there's a couple of mixtapes and stuff out there. My man, Quan Lee, got a mixtape out. Million Dollar Minds 2, check that out. Just Paul got Red Cups out. Also, my man Christian Dior has Christian Dior Nobody Freestyle. So, you know, check out Pinky Killer Corn March 14th at the Fillmore. You already know what it is, Lush Radio Online. We live in the building. It's Freestyle Friday, so, you know, we're going to go around the corner. I ain't spitting because I'm too old for that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to let Young Fresh start it off. And y'all just going to go ahead old school way. You're going to pass it around, okay? It's Freestyle Fridays, exclusive. We got your man Young Fresh live in the building. We got your man Nooch in the building. And we got your man B.E. The round table real quick. We're going to have a freestyle. Fresh, you there? Fresh, you there? Fresh, you got dope, bro? Somebody in there. What you
hello,
doing?
Hello? Hey, man, yeah, what's good?
Man, we about to have this freestyle, man. You want to start it out?
Yeah, I can start it off. It's like this, man. Look, hey, y'all done came a long way and seen a lot of faces from trapping in the hood to all my niggas catching cases. I guess it's just another phase of a black male. The only thing we learn in school is how to use a scale, and I done seen it all. Crack pills, weed, coke, Glock 9s, Mac 10s, lime green scopes, Bloods and Crips, them Latin Kings cutting throat, and I can't forget them gangsters that be screaming float. Yeah, boy, that gang shit is not a joke, and if you think I'm lying, ask my little homie Lope. 22 years, hold your head and do your bid, and I promise when you get out, we gonna do it big. So now I'm saying to myself, I gotta step up, shows every week just to get your boy a rep up, huh? Hard working every day, shit, I'm on a grind. You gotta get it how you live if you try and shine. You already know, man. Shout out Lush Radio, you already know.
You already know what it is, Young Fresh. Nooch, you up?
Let's go. Look, don't refer to me as your homie if you don't really know me. Don't refer to me as your friend if you ain't down to the end. Don't throw dirt on the nigga because you ain't worth what a nigga worth on this earth, because this person's person is perfectly perfect. Or close enough, I'm posted up like a poster.
It's all good.
Pick it up.
Let me get something. All right,
look.
You got it.
Knock, knock, it's me. Let me in, stay in the room full of bitches and some lesbians, and I be damned if a girl tell me let's be friends, because I ain't seeing these bitches unless we twins. So step right in or step right out, and if you get too close, you might get left out. So ask her what she did before she left my house. But before she started lying, you better check her mouth. But honestly, I'm a nice boy, my apologies. If I'm coming off a little room because it bothers me. When they think I'm in a bad mood, then the gossip be. You should probably keep your eyes glowed, I'm a prodigy. Rainbow 42 Wallaby, your prophecy is less about the quantity and more about the quality. Your quality is possibly the greatest fuck I wanna be. You're probably another nigga never fucking gonna be. I'm sorry to shoot down your hopes, man. But they tired of you like the same old spam. They never tired of me 96 big jam. But when they hear some new shit, they be like, oh, damn.
Hey.
Damn, this nigga is the truth. He do damage every time he step up in the booth. He do it so fast and never get to recoup. Fully, he's a bully when he pull up in the coupe. Put my hoodie in that pussy when I show up in the suit. Off the cookies and their goodies when they know that nigga new. It's the truth. You need proof. It's magic. Abracadabra, poof.
Oh, kill him. D.E., you out.
I am, Nooch. Oh, good. I'm going to talk to him a little bit.
Talk
man.
To him.
A-K-S-K. Call me Alphabet Boy. I put dots on your head like a bag of Chips Ahoy. Get out the way, because all y'all do is snitch. I get rid of them white balls like I was drafted to pitch. Look slim, spit fire like a dragon in his day. You can call me Hardaway. Don't give a fuck about you gays. Not me on the rise like you watching a flick. Or you want a back seat with another nigga chick. I'm the shit, the dick that goes in you pussies. Y'all will come up missing like a kid, playing hooky, no rookie, a vet. I've been in this for years. It's coming down her face and I ain't talking about tears. Look, Holmes, I'm a bridge. I dare you to cross. They call me the remote because I put rappers on pause. You lost one nigga like Jay-Z, huh, nigga? Lyrically the best, Pac Big, they rest. A.L., a pun, I haven't forgot. Been spitting lyrics from the heart ever since Pop got shot. Oh yeah, I'm like that thing on your wrist. Cause I tick, tick, tick until you pay me my shit, bitch.
I'm in my moment, under pressure, can never panic. Like a mechanic, I got the Tony, let's make a movie. My boss is Louie, it's bad bitches in my jacuzzi. They trying to do me that awesome power, they say I'm groovy. Let's go, man.
Hey, they trying to tell me to rhyme, but I ain't trying to really do it, though. I'm old, so y'all got to, like, you know what I'm saying, give me a pass on this one, right?
Man, you ain't got to
give us at least 4 by Friday.
Listen, pay attention. Most of y'all cats, I come to you like an incision. Demonstrating lyrically, I annihilate you. Demonstrate that I dismember you. Defecate on your ass. Understand, I don't got time to be playing on these tracks. I don't need you. You a sorry-ass nigga. But yet all I do is sit back and count my figures. Then sometimes I get that itchy finger. When you get crazy, I think I might have to slap a nigga. Crazy now. Lust Radio now. We got B.E. and your man Nooch on the mic now. Now we got your man Young Fresh from VA. And we up here and yo, got y'all fake-ass niggas looking like bitch-ass niggas over there doing pliés, looking like bitch-ass niggas now. I ain't playing around. I kidnapped your child. Amber alert. Didn't you see her on the highway? Maybe I might slide through you. Don't even come my way. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online. Stop asking me to come in. Got me over here on the blush. I'm done. Yo, let's play y'all live, man. They up there playing with me, man.
You got a nigga sweating. We need a whole case of water. You don't got the flex bombs. Out. No,
we live in this building, yo. Man, but anyway, we live in the building. Let's Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Freestyle Fridays, follow Fridays, man. So let's talk about this industry, man. BE, definitely something that we was talking about, man.
Yeah, too real for reality, man.
Too real for reality, man. It's a lot of crazy things going on in the industry, man. Talk about this industry, man.
Ain't really self-explanatory. You out here. You a part of it. I mean, hey. Like you know, I ain't going to even... It's definitely came a long way, man. Unity is getting better. It's more opportunities for the artists and everything. But I'm just like, if you ain't heard my record, Hollywood Local Niggas, you need to go check that out.
Definitely.
We doing numbers on the tube. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Hollywood Local Niggas, that's basically for people who got ego problems. Niggas need to humble themselves, man.
Definitely.
And, you know, by us being in it for so long, certain niggas be acting a certain way when they up. But
definitely,
when they come down, you know, it's a little more humbling experience for them. But we ain't really too worried about what everybody's doing because we focus on what's our goal. What I've
basically noticed with this DMV industry is that a lot of people, basically, that I knew around the time when we was coming out, right, is basically like a lot of people that used to be, like, that used to rock with you, now they starting to feel themselves because they're getting a little play, and now they don't really want to work. But I'm starting to see a lot of the younger people, like around his age range and older, starting to come together like a conglomerate. They starting to utilize what I've been telling people, utilize their resources. Like, you got your man that does the video for you.
Right.
You got your man that does the production. But they all becoming self-sufficient now.
Right. Yeah, that's
you
it.
Know?
Everybody don't need to rap.
Yeah.
Somebody got to do something.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because at one time, it seemed like the whole crew wanted to be rappers instead of everybody say, look, man, I'm better at this. Let me play this position. Once I get on, then you can go ahead. We can work
but
on your project.
You know, you 9 times out of 10, and that 1 out of 10 is like a diamond in the rough. The people that's in your camp that's doing these things ain't even going to be your everyday niggas. You know what I'm saying? They might be if everybody got the same mission, but the niggas that I grew up with or whatever had different visions. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, we still can be cool or whatever. We still the my men to the grave. But the people that actually around me today, like, that's a part of my team, like, these people that, you know, came along the way. They were still my folks, but they genuinely came to me like, hey, man, you need to do this, Slim.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
people that's helping,
not
like just dick riding.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yes, man, nigga might.
Yeah, you can handle yes, man.
You tell a nigga that you got a video shoot, or you got a show. He just want to come out to be seen or be on stage.
What's up with that when y'all be doing shows, right, and you got that man that's all of a sudden, he now it's like he done took the mic. He's rapping now, but it's your show. What's up with that? And they always want to be in your music video and stuff, but they don't want to do no work.
That's going to come with the business. You're always going to have your family members. They're going to come out and support you, but they want to do them too. So.
But sometimes you got to separate the family sometimes from business.
Right.
You got to separate a lot of stuff from business.
Yeah.
But then there's always going to be some, oh, you say, man, all that bullshit. Nobody's saying it. I'm working.
They don't understand. It's strictly business now, man. Like, nobody got time to waste. We next. This region is next, man. So you got to put in that work. If you ain't working, man, we see you when we see you. Because we working. When we go out to these clubs, we campaigning. We going up to these DJs, let them know we in the building. It's all work. We don't care nothing about none of them girls in the club, man. We ain't working.
I know my personally, my transition, like, you know, going up there and chasing these, like, not to knock showcases and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But you've known from back in the day. You know, I'm sorry to put this name out there, but, you know, shout out to your man J.R. Day in the paint. Him, your man Tex Oso, all them used to be back in Envy. They used to, like, give all these, charge all these cats all this money, and they performing for other artists.
Yeah,
there was nobody
time
over there.
Times have changed, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and badmouth them people because, you know, J.R. Day hosted my last tape.
I'm just saying, back in that day, he's changed.
Yeah.
Now.
Times have changed too, Lush, because the opportunities that we had now, we didn't have back then. Back then, if you had an open mic, that was like the only place for everybody to go rap. So you got to look at it from even though it may seem messed up for the people who don't know the business,
But this is what I'm saying. When it comes to showcases, right, most of the showcase, even in New York too, in the New York scene, people was doing showcases and stuff and promising all these artists all kinds of shit, and none of the stuff panned out. Artists was playing close to like $300, $400, $1,500 to open up
and
for artists
still
that
doing
never
it.
Showed
these
up.
These little fake,
you know, what
showcases
saying?
That they talk about be the next big star and all that. Artists, do not fall for that shit. Don't let them sell you no dreams.
Don't
man.
Do it.
Show your own show. They still doing that shit. Artists still paying to get on shows and shit, all that bullshit, man. Throw your own show, nigga. If you got your people, throw your own show. All these
Definitely.
People trying to sell y'all dreams, talking about some you be the next big star and all that shit, charging you money. If they believe in you, what they charging you for?
Definitely. And the thing about it is, like, back in the day, and B, you know, most people used to go and actually do tours, they own tours. You know what I'm saying? You could go down to North Carolina and rent a spot for real cheap and throw your own event out there. And go from state to state. Even these little rural states, you could go out there because they don't have hip-hop shows. And they're willing to pay that money to do that. But if you're not self-sufficient or you're not self-motivated to go do that, you just get caught up in this nonsense. And you're ending up spending your whole paycheck doing all that, and you're performing for other fellow rappers. And then once their crowd gone, you're performing for nothing, an empty room. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a lot of fuckery, excuse my language, it's been a lot of fuckery going on in the DMV, and I'm going to be straight up. It's been a lot of fuckery from the time I came in till now. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel like now more people are waking up, and now they're taking opportunities that they had. You know, y'all didn't really have that much opportunities right now, and a lot of you guys couldn't really travel that much, so this was your only little outlet here in the DMV area. I'm starting to also see some of the artists that are kind of making it reach back to other artists. Like you got Fat Trail still, even though he's still signed Emma, he's still working with other artists in the DMV. You know what I'm saying? Most of the artists are now coming together to actually, I'll go on your mixtape, I'll do this or whatever, cross-promote each other.
And
you know what
I'm
saying?
Act like they ain't regular niggas no more.
Niggas, man.
I mean, Trail, dude, he's still a regular. You can follow him on Instagram, so
yeah.
He's still a regular nigga.
And he'll actually answer you and stuff, so, you know what I mean, to a certain extent, but he's a regular dude. Shout out to Midi East. He's always up in Israel all the time, you know
shout
what I'm saying?
Shout out to my homie Phrase and him over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, shout out to Phrase and everything, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. And also shout out to my man Two-Face Danny, the wild boy. So, I mean, he's still acting as a regular person, even though he's signed. And some artists get caught up, too. Just because
you
know
what killed me? Some of these niggas ain't even signed to be acting like that.
No, I hate when the artists be saying that they signed But yet, I look at the roster for the record label, and your name ain't on there. Your name ain't on the roster, though. Where your name at, though, son?
I mean, you can only sell, in this city, you can only sell dreams for so long. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the...
You can well to who you want well to, but it ain't going to get too far.
But one thing I can say that I'm proud of is I'm starting to see a lot of good artists come out, you know, out of here. And a lot of artists are definitely doing their thing. Because at one time, just like I was talking to somebody, all that was the foundation of the DMZ, DC in general, was go-go. It wasn't really cool to be a rapper for a minute, honestly. You were either a lead singer of a go-go band or something like that. And it's just like recently really got popular and stuff to really, like, be a rapper. It wasn't that many opportunities for rappers to really get out there. You got Wale that got out there and he's doing his thing. Now you got Fat Trail. Now, right now, you're looking at to see who's the next person that's going to come out of the DMZ that's going to rep the DMZ at that time. But a lot of people also have this issue about saying the DMZ. Do you feel like is that something that you should actually represent, or you should actually represent where you're from, D.C., Virginia, Maryland? Because some people get caught up in that nonsense.
Me personally, I like DMZ. Because
okay.
I actually am a DMV artist.
Okay.
I was born in Virginia.
Okay.
But while I was born in Virginia,
uh-huh.
I was living in D.C.
Okay.
Moved to Maryland. Moved to Virginia. Moved back to Maryland. Moved to Atlanta for a little bit. Came back to Maryland. And I've been, like, that's DMV right there.
Okay.
And like anybody who live in D.C., nobody, like, if you live in D.C., you don't just stay in D.C. You go to PG all the time. You might go out of Virginia sometimes. If you live in PG, you go to D.C. all the time. Like, it's DMV. That's why it's called the DMV. I like that. I prefer DMV over D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. Unless you from, like, Richmond or something.
What's the difference?
That's not the way. It's, well, the DMV is where the
metro's.
The region.
DMV
is where the metro. That's why it is. Metropolitan area. That's what I thought it was. That's why Baltimore is not considered DMV.
That's what I want to understand. What's the difference?
All right, look, cause
if we
like,
all DMV, right? Why is Baltimore always sectioned off as its own little area, and like people from Richmond, Virginia, far out as their own?
Catch
area?
A mock train out there.
Baltimore, because that's always been different. Like they got a whole other accent. That's not.
I can't.
But like it used to, not to me, but I seen it used to be a problem between D.C. and Baltimore.
Why is
but
that, dude?
I don't know that. I can't speak on that. But
now,
I,
back in the day, it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's the same. No, I wouldn't
back
say
back in the day,
same.
I feel like.
It was a territorial thing, because when we were young, we used to go out to the paradox, like 20 deep, and get a rubbing all the time. And we didn't have on no long T-shirts to our ankles, and cats that ain't come out. It's a territorial thing. You know what I'm saying? But
they
now,
used to wear the long shirts.
Yeah, times change, man. Like, everybody understand. I think everybody now
I
just
think
finally
everybody
understand
grew
the
up.
Bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we, everybody, and then the people that's actually a little more experienced,
mm-hmm.
these, like, artists and stuff that's coming up now, we got people to look up to that's
yeah.
going to show us the ropes, or we're going to be around the atmosphere more. Like, you can go out to the club on a Tuesday night and see 15, 20 artists in the city.
Definitely.
And everybody just politicking, you know what I'm saying? Like, 5 years or 6 years ago, that wasn't happening.
No, everybody was having beef and stuff. But nowadays, it seems like even when you do events and stuff, it's almost like a family reunion type thing. Everybody's coming to everybody's events and supporting one another and stuff. But you still got fakers out here. You can't be acting like there ain't no fakers out here and ain't no fake people fronting.
I mean, because
they are. But it's always going to be that. But one thing, like I said, people are coming together. I'm starting to see more of a conglomerate, and people are building their teams now. Because before, people never had teams. They never really had. They just had their mans in them. They never really had anybody that really played a supportive role.
You know what? That's out of all the stuff that we were talking about people being snakes, kind of charge artists, if you got a good team around you, you protect it from all of that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So the first thing that everybody trying to campaign a brand or start a movement, build you a genuine team.
Outstanding.
That want to see you win. That's the first place to start, because everybody always say they don't need nobody, but you can't.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you can't do this without your team, man. So build a team, build a plot plan to execute, man.
Definitely. And on that note, do you got any advice for them?
For who?
For these other artists that's just coming in.
Shit, considering I'm just coming in for real, like, I can't speak on that.
The one's younger than you.
I can't speak on that 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I was 13. I wasn't even going over there. But nah, I say just do you.
Hey.
Do you and do what you're good at. Don't just do stuff because other people do.
Definitely.
Do what you're good at. Like, I feel like personally, I'm good at rapping. That's why I do it. I'm good at engineering. That's why I do it. I record people. I do that. Like, I ain't going to go out and try, like, play basketball with, like, NBA niggas because I just feel like I could do that because I see them doing it. Like, do something you're good at. Like,
definitely.
You good reader, read books. Like if you good writer, write a movie. Write a movie.
Yeah, because hey. my thing is like this. At one time, everyone in the body, their whole dream was to be a rapper. Nowadays, there's so many different outlets where you can make money. You need to find your niche in the game.
People still want to be rappers.
You could come in this game and start. I came in as a rapper, but I wanted to do radio. So I started and I found my niche in radio, and I mastered that, and I started getting into video and photography and stuff. So my thing is, like, learn your niche. You can go and get a camera. You can teach yourself how to do that. And then it...
Cut the middleman out.
Okay.
Cut the middleman out, too.
You know, cut the middleman out. Every time we used to go through the middleman and everything like that. So now, even with social networks now, the playing field is level. You have reached to so much stuff. So utilize your resources when it comes to business.
Yeah.
And on that note, I definitely had some great topics that they touched on this. And I got a couple of things to talk about. The Oscars. The Oscars was marvelous. You had a lot of wonderful people on the Oscars. And you saw the pic that they actually put out of Ellen DeGeneres and everybody basically of the Oscars. And it got like over a couple million hits and stuff. So shout out to them, the winners of the Oscars, Lupita. Django, who actually won for 12 Years a Slave, shout out to her. She's always looking marvelous on there. And also shout out to your man that has 5 wives and 25 kids. That is crazy. I don't understand why you have that many kids. But, you know, it's hard enough paying for one kid. So you got that situation. Also, your man Little Bootsy is home. Little Bootsy is home, and this is what his daughter was saying. That was his daughter, but I thought she was rhyming. I didn't know she was spitting around what was going on. But, yo, I don't know what kind of home training is going on over there. But, you know, Bootsy, you got to get it together. Your child shouldn't be saying stuff like that out of her mouth. But, you know, that's just me personally. But, I mean, if you let your child talk that ratchet stuff out of her mouth, that's just me. But shout out to Bootsy. But my thing is like, okay, Bootsy, you went to jail when MySpace was out, my dude. We in the times of Twitter and Instagram. What you going to do, man? Bootsy the badass. What you going to do? What you going to do? That's the question I have for Bootsy. Like, this is a new time. That whole Wipe Me Down, that's the only song I remember, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, but shout out to Bootsy for getting out. But, yo, make sure that you take care of that child, man. You already know what it is. Let's Radio Online, man. And we going to get out of here, man. Shout out to John Legend for that All of Me video. That junk is definitely... a hot song. Yeah, man, John Legend, man, everybody singing that song. I was like, yo, who is that? His wife is like foreign or something, right?
Right.
And stuff. She was nice, kind of got a little naked scenes up in that joint. I peeped that John Legend, little freak. But you already know what it is, man. And Lil John turned up for, turned down for what? You going to play that joint?
I got one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
If you got social media or not, you got it, man. Like, today, like, if you got a 10,000 followers. You got to care about your followers. You got to have to. JJ Fisk can get famous. Anybody can.
JJ
Fisk.
Yo, what's that?
He got an album out now. He got an album out.
Is that the dude that had the dumb song?
Exactly. Life went through with the little guy.
But this is what I don't understand. Everybody keeps sharing this dude's stuff, and that's what. Shout out to Pam on Maryland _Brick House. We've been basically, everybody's been sharing that, but they won't share local artist music. So I challenge you to do that. And it's your girl, Leslie Lesson. We signing off. You're live right here at Deja Vu Records Entertainment. You already know what it is. Let's Radio Online. And, man, we out of here, man. Holla at your girl, man. Turn down for what? Shout out to Donovan.